Amidst the hawkers and the gawkers, the nightlife and the livestock, some folks at the Sonoma County Fair are spending their days there as volunteers, spreading word about things that are important to them. One such person is Holly Ferreira, an intern with the Wildlife Rescue Center near Cotati.
A lot of people get really upset that there's a fox in their rec yard or a raccoon eating it out of their garbage, and so we're here to offer advice on how to avoid those situations and some other ideas of how to let nuisance wildlife leave on their own.
One such tactic is spreading manure from predators, such as coyotes or mountain lions, around the property lines. And yes, they just happen to have such stuff for sale back at the refuge property near the Sonoma County landfill. Meanwhile, at a far corner of the carnival, Greg Mortensen, the volunteer coordinator at the Sonoma County Animal Shelter, is hoping to encourage fairgoers to add another critter to their households through their current pet adoption special.
The adoption special includes all the animals that we have at the shelter. It's $25. It includes the spay neuters, the shots, the microchips, everything but a license if you live locally and are in our jurisdiction. And it's Tuesdays through Saturdays, noon to 5:30 at the shelter off Airport Boulevard.
He also offers an important health tip for pet owners who smoke.
They've done some studies and they know that secondhand smoke also affects dogs, cats, birds, etc.
Inside the Garrett building, surrounded by hundreds of handmade craft items, Liz Stamp, program chairman for the Redwood Stitchers, sits at a table hoping to recruit new participants for their monthly stitch-ins.
Redwood Stitchers is a chapter of the Embroiderers Guild of America. We do all kinds of stitching, cross-stitch, needlework, canvas work, hardanger, black work, surface embroidery. We also have people who quilt and knit. The general definition is anything that you could do with a needle with a hole in it.
This being Sonoma County, the fair itself is also active in promoting good works and public service. A new addition this year is the Greentivities Room near the Hall of Flowers. As part of it, special events curator Anita Adams has rounded up a diverse and colorful collection of artwork made of recycled materials.
We have exhibits that are as far out as a drum set made of an old tuba and pots and pans and bells to clothing that's made out of labels, literally. We have a very large fish over here that's made out of different types of metals, but covered in flattened beer tops. We have a book that used to be the Encyclopedia Britannica. All the pages have been cut very carefully into ribbons, and they're flowing out of the book. So the statement here is about repurposing what you have instead of replacing it and throwing it out.
Also on display is an array of one-of-a-kind self-propelled vehicles, both electric and pedal-powered, and a series of signs detailing the lexicon of sustainability. Elsewhere on the fairgrounds are booths or displays promoting water conservation, recycling, even the now-under-construction smart train. The fair continues through Sunday, August 12th, but it's closed on Mondays. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.